Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Power 93.5. Doing some dancing with us while you're in the car. You're rolling to work. You're going to school. Whatever you're doing. Maybe you're going to Quick Trip. Get one of those donuts. Some coffee.
Are you dreaming right now of all the coffee that you're missing out on and all the donuts that you're missing out on?
No, not really.
No? You're over that life?
No, I don't think their donuts are all that special.
Oh, well, I meant the coffee, but...
Oh, yeah, the coffee's good.
Yeah, okay.
Let's talk about Parker.
Let's.
Poor Parker.
I don't know.
I don't know what to say here, but...
Not poor Parker.
Okay, let me tell you guys what's going on with this dude. He sent us an email. He says, "Hitman, I spent months working with a ring designer on a ring that my girlfriend will love when I propose to her. The design is finished, and I sent a picture to my friends, family, and my girlfriend's family. Everyone loved it except for my girlfriend's sister. She said I should switch the stone from a round cut diamond to an emerald cut one because it's what my girlfriend would want. The problem is, the ring is finished and there's nothing I can do. I know my girlfriend pretty well and I think she'd love it regardless of the shape of the stone. So what he wants to know this morning, should I trust my gut and go with the ring I think is right, or should I listen to my girlfriend's sister?" Christina?
I mean, obviously I don't know everybody's lives. I don't know the relationship between the sisters, but if it's anything like me and my sister, she knows me, period. She knows my life. She knows what I like, and I want to make sure that that day is special. That's like one of the most special days in a girl's life is when you get proposed to, and you want it to look like a great ring.
So you're saying he should listen to the sister?
I mean, I would. You know, if I was in a position like that, I would listen to the sibling who knows my future, whoever.
Come on.
It makes more sense that way. Like,
no.
This is important. This is something that she's going to cherish. She's going to have forever.
No.
And if she hates the stone, then it's going to be like, well, that was all right, I guess.
She's not going to hate that stone. She's going to be showing all of her friends and taking pictures and putting it on Facebook. You know what? The hell with the sister. He went out, he took his own hard-earned money, he put some love and thought into it, had her ring made, and that's his expression of love to her, and the sister's got nothing to do with it. She's got no stones in this bag.
If he put some real thought into it, he would have brought the sister with and been like, "Is this good? Do you think she would like this?" Like, have a different opinion out there. I think he just went into the store and was like, "I think that's good." And he went by himself. You need somebody else to bounce that off.
What are you going to do Parker like that for? You're just going to throw him under the rug like that? Like the guy didn't put any thought into it? What are you saying?
Under the rug?
869-1093. 869-1093.
That is the number.
Call us up this morning. Ladies, do you agree with Christina that Parker should listen to the sister, take this ring that he had made with love and thought and affection, and destroy the concept just because the one sister doesn't like it?
Okay.
You gotta be kidding me.
It's permanent.
Okay.
It's not going to be able to change after this.
Power lines are all lit up. I want the listeners to be the judge and jury on this one.
All right, let's do it.
869-1093. Your call's coming up. It's Power 93.5. Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman, and Christina. And I just cannot believe the words that are coming out of my partner's mouth this morning at Power 93.5. And if you are just tuning in, Parker has found the love of his life.
Right.
And he wants to propose, and he's put a lot of thought and work into it.
Right. I mean, he's been spending months working with a ring designer on a certain ring that he thinks that his girlfriend is going to love. and he's ready to propose. He's excited and everything, and the design is actually finished. Sent a picture to the friends and family, and of course the girlfriend's family, and everybody loved it. Everybody, except one person, the girlfriend's sister. And she actually said that he should switch the stone from a round cut diamond to an emerald cut one, because that's what she thinks the girlfriend would actually want. And the problem is the ring is already finished, so we can't really do anything about it except go back and have them redo the entire process.
What the feezy?
And I mean, I understand how that could be an issue, but at the same time, like, this is going to be something that she's going to cherish her entire life that she's with this guy.
Well, and Christina's saying that he needs to listen to the sister and go and change the design of the ring because of what the sister said. But everybody has said they love it except for the one sister, which gets me to thinking the sister don't like him anyway.
You don't know that.
869-1093. Who's on the phone?
This is Rebecca.
Talk to me, Rebecca.
Okay, first of all, Christina, really? Listen to the sister?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, if it's from your dude,
yeah, read
her. You should love it no matter what it looks like.
Tell her. Okay? Tell her.
I mean, take the thing back and fix it? No. The chick should be happy with whatever ring her boyfriend gives her.
Thank you.
Because at the end of the day, it's a proposal. Like, why are you going to complain about a ring that you just got?
Mm.
But, like, wouldn't you rather have the ring that you really, really wanted? And I'm sure, like, I know I've talked to my sister about all the girly stuff, like the rings and stuff. I don't talk to that with my guy. I just don't. So he has no idea. She will.
Why wouldn't she talk about it with the guy? I've told my boyfriend what I like. Why wouldn't you? At the end of the day, it's still going to be a surprise if you're not handpicking the ring yourself.
Thank you. See?
So I think he shouldn't listen to that sister at all. And he should know that if his girlfriend really loves him, that she's going to be happy with whatever ring he presents to her.
Speak on it, Rebecca.
And that's it.
Thank you, girl. Thanks for calling this morning, 869-1093, and thanks for waking up and listening to us every day. See, this is how this works, Christina. Hello,
oh,
Power 93.5.
You settle?
Is that what you're saying?
That's what she said?
Let's go to the power lines. Go ahead. What do you think?
Well, I think his sister's stupid.
Oh.
Because it's not her ring. And, I mean, she's not the one getting married. And, I mean, if he's marrying his wife, either way, she's going to be happy. His soon-to-be wife, she's going to be happy that he wants to marry her and he's getting her that ring. So, man, his sister needs to shut up. That sounds so stupid. Because it's not her ring. She sounds like a hater. I don't like it.
Snap.
I love my listener straight up.
She told me.
Yeah, because she's the only one that doesn't like the ring. You're absolutely right. Thank you.
That's so crazy.
Yes, you're right. Thank you for calling. I appreciate you waking up and listening to us every morning, too.
Oh, yeah. No problem.
869-1093. The ladies are hot. Let's hear your calls this morning. It's Power 93.5. Help me out. Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina. We're talking love. Love, sweet, beautiful love.
We're talking about an engagement ring.
Well, yeah, okay.
Where are you at?
Our dude, Parker.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he spent months working on the engagement ring for his soon-to-be fiance. Went to a ring designer. You know, and by the way, guys, take my advice. To find that special ring for her, have it made from scratch. I mean, for my wife, I found the diamonds, I found the mount, and I actually drew out on paper what I wanted and had it custom made. That's the best way to do it.
Right.
Put some thought into it, and that's what Parker did here. So after everything was created, and he had this beautiful vision of his expression of love for his girlfriend, he sends pictures out to the entire family to get their one opinion, and there was one hater in the group. One hater.
It was the girlfriend's sister. That's a pretty big one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know how everybody else works in this world, but for me, my sister is one of the most important people in my life. I tell her almost everything. You know, I'm not going to tell her exactly what I'm going to be wearing the next day or anything. I don't do that stuff. But she knows a lot about my life, and she's an important part in any girl's life. So I think she's the best one to take advice from.
Well, she says she didn't like it. He needs to change it, switch out the stoner. I'm saying the sister needs to shut the hell up. She's got no dog in this fight.
Of course you say that.
869-1093. So far, everybody's agreed with me, Christina.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go to the power lines. Go ahead, girl.
Girl, let me tell you. I honestly think that if he really wanted the family's opinion, maybe he should have called them and asked them before he went and got the ring made.
See? That's exactly what I'm saying. He should have thought this through a little better, brought the sister, brought, you know, at least the ones that interact with her the most, brought them, even a friend, and said, hey, is this right? Is that right?
I think he waited too late now to kind of want their opinion, but either way, I think she'll love it. But if he really wanted her family's opinion, he would have kind of planned it a little better to have them more involved.
Yeah.
All right. Good point. Thank you for calling. He hasn't goofed.
He done goofed.
I don't think he's too bright asking him anyway.
Hello, oh, my God.
Power 93.5. What do you think?
If it doesn't matter. First off, emerald cut diamonds are really expensive. That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I wanted an emerald cut diamond when I was supposed to, but when my husband now got on his knees, I could care less what that diamond looked like. Half a carat or a million carats, I don't care at all. As long as my husband loves me enough to go take the time out to shop for me a ring and get on his knees and say my full name and ask my mom and my dad for permission, I could care less what that thing looked like.
You're going to make me cry.
He's got tears.
Yes, because I'm a hopeless romantic, because this is such a special weekend for me and my wife, because I celebrate the day I met my wife. The
really?
Day I met my wife, and I met her on August 28th, and this Sunday marks the 7th year that I met her, because that was the beginning of heaven.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Every guy should celebrate when they meet the lady in their lives,
My husband celebrates February 4th, which was our first date. February 18th, which was like our first kiss. Like,
he's
celebrating everything. He's such a sweetheart.
Oh, girl, we need to talk, honey.
Lord, I'm lucky if I remember his birthday.
Oh, no.
I am lucky.
She's a hopeless romantic like me. I love it.
Yes.
Hey, thank you for calling, and I'm so glad you got the man of your dreams and for the rest of your life.
Thank you.
You're welcome. See, now I need a tissue.
You need a couple.
Oh, God.
You're going to be all right.
It's just beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.